The Islamic month of fasting has a considerable impact here in Pakistan as it alters daily life. Entertainment centres, restaurants and shopping malls in the country suspend their daylight activities for a few weeks and people flock to mosques to focus more on religious observance. Pakistanis begin preparing for Ramadan long before the holy month arrives. The government, for example, sets basic foodstuff prices to curb sudden rises. However, in 2009, the government of Pakistan seems to have failed to provide any relief to the common man, despite the establishment of cheap food markets. The government of Pakistan has come under severe criticism over the past few weeks for the acute shortage of wheat and sugar in the market as a result of the illegal hoarding by suppliers, and now they've had to rectify the situation through cheap markets like this. However, many consumers are still of the opinion that other basic commodities are still going unchecked and being sold above the controlled price. Let's take a look at what some female shoppers had to say.
There is no difference in prices here and normal markets, only maybe 50 cents, no difference.
What's the point of the government setting up these cheap markets? The prices are double and the food items are poor quality. There is no checking of these prices.
These prices are insulting. The government is cheating the poor people. I'm not buying anything from here. I have spent traveling cost to get here. It's a joke.
With this summer's unrelenting heat wave, many believers avoid overexerting during the day, conserving what little energy they have left. Inevitably, all this time off reflects in the streets and shopping arcades. As early evening approaches, Pakistani men wear casual clothes after work and go into the streets to bazaars and to mosques, while women prepare for iftar or fast-breaking dinner. As relatives live close to one another, iftars tend to be family affairs. This fact brings with it a heavy burden on women who have to feed many people at both iftars and sehris or pre-dawn meals.
I make all the foods my children like and eat with passion. During Ramadan, I concentrate on cooking all the favorite dishes for my family. It is hard work, but I enjoy cooking for family and friends.
Ramadan is also a time when old traditions are revived. People visit each other and exchange gifts. They invite neighbors for pre-dawn meals and fast-breaking dinners. Children who have not reached puberty are all exempt from fasting, but they look forward to the excitement of the holy month of Ramadan and breaking their fast with special meals they share with families.
Yes, of course, iftar is a very traditional and a very big opportunity for all the family members and getting together with either eating, with talking. Especially, I thought especially in a child, kids is a very excited movement for the time of iftar.
As Pakistani cities have plenty of mosques, it is possible to hear many calls to prayer at once. One of the most beautiful Ramadan traditions in Pakistan is the two-dinner regimen. After the azan for the sunset prayer is recited, Pakistanis break their fast with a samosa, a kind of pastry, fruit salad, dates and sherbet prepared with rose water. Following the iftar, family members line up in straight rows for the sunset prayer. Then it's time for the second part of the two-part dinner, a gastronomic kaleidoscope of Pakistani classic dishes and old favourites.
Well, meat dishes, chicken dishes and rice are favorites with my family members. Then, of course, all the usual fried snacks, which everyone loves.
Afterwards, the men and the boys head to mosque for the Tarawih, or non-obligatory prayer. Although it takes a long time to finish the prayer, mosques teem with believers throughout the holy month. Iftar in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, has changed over the past decade, with a mushroom growth of restaurants and international chains who offer special iftar packages aimed at luring the elite class. However, charitable centres are important at Ramadan as well. Many break their fast with traditional meals at iftar tables set up by wealthy businessmen and local administrators in parks and mosques. For Muslims around the world, the holy month of Ramadan represents the month of contemplation, reflection, self-analysis and revisiting important moral values as per set out in Islam. It matters not whether you dine in a fine restaurant to break fast or whether or not you break fast on the roadside with ordinary people. What matters is that all Muslims are equal in the eyes of God. Adil Sabir, Press TV, Islamabad.